much actual Federal Reserve notes does the human element of 300 million people carry in their pockets in the United States?
Small.
1%. Mm-hmm. Whereas in 1929, the United States has 99 cents on a dollar stuck in your pocket as currency, and only 1% is in the bank. And so that's where your differences take place. When we became sovereign, everything went to MasterCard. You go to Jack in a Box across the street here, it says, please use your MasterCard to buy your hamburger. You don't even have to sign for it. You go to the gas station, just punch your card in. You don't sign it, punch a code in, just punch it in, gas it up, and walk away. The MasterCard is controlling the issue of the finances and making the money and the debt available to you. And what happens when you have debt? You fall under what's called a letter of mark. Letter is a pronoun, of is an adverb, making mark a verb, fiction. So you're under a letter of fiction, and the government can control you through this letter of mark and then ask and demand you to pay back the debt. If you fail to pay back the debt, you're a thief and you go to jail. Therefore, debtor's prison is reestablished. Without any nouns in our document, we have no facts. You've got to look at your direction of modification. To go back, to go and study, you've got to take these words here and go into the dictionaries and look at the responsibilities. It's told how the direction of modification is established. This goes back to the beginning of time. Man must have that level of accuracy that it is mathematically certified. Just like if you write a math problem. You're using numbers and you're using signs of adding, subtracting, multiplying, division. If you don't follow the procedures that are given to you, going frontwards and backwards, you will never get the right answer in math. Therefore, you've got to understand what identifies the definitions. When you look at the number codes on here, a prepositional phrase is required to make a noun. So if you look at each one of these words, you have romantic values assigned to each one of these definitions because they're trying to make a noun out of every word on this page, as all things are nouns. They're conditions of state. But then when you look at the number codes, and the number code is just binary code in your brain, 010101, you have no emotion. But you say 5, 6, only sevens are nouns, and I got 2 sevens on here, state, and I got a 7 up here for a house. Well, house was a 7, but because it has a negative assignment, it's destroyed.
The representation is a 1, then?
Where are you?
2.
Yeah, it's a 1. Minus 1.
No. Down
representation.
Down the bottom, oh. It's a minus 1.
Oh. Oh, this here?
A 7 there?
This is a 7. It's a negative 7.
Oh.
And you have to define your house up here, even though it was a prepositional phrase. The definition they gave you removed it as a noun. It was a known noun. And as a known noun, it was destroyed. Yes?
You just said that we should go back in our dictionaries and look all this stuff up. But earlier you said that the dictionaries, according to Noah Webster and the letter that he wrote, was a bastard of the human language, right?
That's correct.
So why would we... If we
There's about 20 variations of dictionaries. You can go to Bouvier's, Black's.
Right.
You can go to foreign governments, foreign countries.
So we should use all 20 of those to come up with the correct action, is what you're saying?
You use the Federal Styles Manual.
Federal Styles Manual?
Right. All 250 nations signed an agreement on styles as to how words are going to be used, what these things are. These come from the Styles Manuals. The definitions in the dictionaries were perverted because people don't use Styles Manuals.
Okay, well, where do you find them?
Oh, you go to Walden Bookstore. Every country, there's about 8 different countries that have their Styles Manuals available for sale at any Walden's Bookstore. Or you can go on the Internet under Styles Manuals and order from anywhere in the world. You bring them in any language possible. They're all going to come up with the same rules and regulations under these procedures. If you don't have a style, how do you communicate from one country to the next? How do you maintain commerce under maritime law?
Right. So, but this dictionary will be able to define this?
Yes. It will certify this in every country.
Okay.
That's why when I developed the math interface, I used that technology to establish this. Knowing that words wouldn't fit on those tiny spaces, I went to the numbers. But the numbers inadvertently come in the exact order of these procedures. In other words, 1 comes before 2, 1 comes before 3, 3 comes before 4, 4. It was a natural phenomenon. A 5 always comes in front of a 6, in front of a 7. It takes a preposition in front of an article to make a noun. The past always came before the future, and 8 always came before a 9. So it was a natural order of events, 1 through 10. And a 0 was a conjunction. You can put the 0 on the top here, always leave it on the bottom.
So the adverb then is what always shows, modifies the action?
An adverb is going to create a modification.
Okay.
Of all things. And if you're going to go ahead and you're going to modify something, what opinion do you want to be ruled by? What presumption do you want to be ruled by? Or modification for that fact? When you can never have a fact, only a conditional modification. Well, if I like you today, I will give you a modified answer that you will accept. If I don't like you today, I'm going to give you an answer that you don't like because I wish to damage you. Does that make you feel all fuzzy and warm to know that you're going to be modified today?
No.
Right. And the end result is if it causes you a damage and a loss that is unfair, well, you got caught jaywalking out here. I'm going to fine you $10,000 and put you in jail for 5 years. And the next guy jaywalks and I'm going to say, I didn't see anything. And he doesn't get anything out of it.
That sounds like Metro.
Yeah.
You must know these guys.
So, but everybody wants equality. Whether you like it or not, you want equality.
Yeah, equal protection under the law.
Under, where's your plane? Where's your time? There's a table. If I'm over the table, I'm not with it. If I'm under the table, I'm not there. If I'm to the table, I haven't gotten there yet. I'm in the future. Now, if I'm from the table, it's in the past. Because you are not before or for the well, in Jason's case, the judge says, I can't understand what you're saying. Using I can't mean a negative adverb. Understand, a negative. What you're saying. And then what became the preposition? What became the pronoun? Your became the adverb. And saying became the verb. Better known as a gerund verb or gerund noun. He was trying to establish the condition of a noun, but motion. So he violated and said, you're mute. You're being the adverb, making mute the verb, because he was in quantum, and he could only be in fiction. So he changed as fast as Jason spoke in quantum, the judge spoke in fiction, and then muted the issue so that there was no fact in court.
So
then when the next judge heard what the first judge did, he said he broke all these different laws. There were 6 law students in the courtroom. The judge broke all these laws, and they're all looking at each other going, where's the freedom of the speech? Where's the freedom of the press? Where's the freedom of the grievance? Where are the facts? This person has been raped, publicly raped by the judge. And the law students said, this guy's crazy.
Which guy? The individual?
6 Jason? Law students together got together outside the courtroom.
They said Jason was crazy?
No, the judge was crazy.
Yeah.
For doing what he did, the judge has already recused himself from the case.
And so
they might have filed a judicial complaint with the court authorities. You know that all judges in the United States are paid for by the court authorities? Which are controlled by the Department of Transportation, which are owned by the United States Post Office.
Which is owned by?
The United States Post Office controls bills of lading and owns the land in which the vessel in dry dock sits upon, which is Puerto Rico, which is the ship. And the judges are titled through the port authorities as Puerto Rican judges in the land of Puerto Rico, on the ship of Puerto Rico, in dry dock. and you're an American citizen walking, leaving your country and going to Puerto Rico without papers, so I can do whatever I want to. You have no contract with us. And you've just invaded our country. You see the complexity of this?
Right.
Yeah. And then the Journal Society or Right Wing Law or all the rest of these organizations out there, Redemption, Straw Man, are trying to bring a argument to the table in modified language, speaking about things they know nothing, forgetting about all the rules and regulations and procedures of communication skills. And the judge just sits up there and shakes their head and says, these people are in nonsense, lack of knowledge. Get them out of here. And they think they won because they left. They didn't win anything. You could put them all in jail for a very long time.
Well, because of
lack of knowledge.
My people
are destroyed
for lack of knowledge.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and the truth will set you free.
So the only truth is understanding the
correct
numerical aspect of the law.
And as you learn this and you understand it, I've told people all over this planet, if you can defeat it, I'll stand down. If you can't, learn it and get on board. I'm still here. I was challenged by the Utah Bar Association and the judges of Utah to stand up on the University of Utah, Salt Lake City, on stage and field questions by judges and attorneys. The day that we've had the debate, the newspapers, the TV and radio stations all showed up. Not one attorney or judge came to court. They all sent letters of, it's opening day for deer season, we went hunting. One of the attorneys did show up, and he said, and he wouldn't come into the room, he said, I was sent here as a representative. He said, you'll just make fools of all of us because we tried to defeat your technology and we couldn't among ourselves, so we're not going to stand up and ask you questions and be made to look foolish on tape or in the public's eye. As long as they don't know and do not have any kind of hard copy certification, we will continue to elude them. And very, very few attorneys come to this course because they're told they will be disbarred if they do. And those that do come and try to make argument, if they learn it, they will use it. And the first time they use it, they're taken in the back room and either disbarred or made judges. Because this is a judge's course on technology.
So
what you guys learned here today was judge's technology. And you only have 6 hours of a 400-hour course. It's 400 hours of material.
You're awesome.
So, guys, 4:45. Who has any questions?
Jesus.
This has been the most interesting day I've had in years and years. This is great. I guess you have to go back and become an English major and learn all that. Right?
That's true. The procedures that we've shown you here today these are established all over the world as the parts of speech to make sentences. These are the procedures that have been established to obstruct these procedures. Liars figure, but figures don't lie. The figures are the numbers. When the numbers overlay the words and they're identified, they wind up creating and certifying how the fraud works. And this right here, the continuance of evidence under maritime law. Maritime means contract, admiralty means opinion, where one person stands up as an admiral and makes a jurisdictional statement. So here you've got the full colons means for the continuance of the evidence. And the evidence is the physical written words that are written in quantum that come together and form the thoughts that are certified frontwards and backwards to make a conclusion of the law. And these are the parts of the speech that require minimum requirements of sentence structure.
What was maritime again?
What's that?
Maritime was what?
Maritime's contract, which means you must write it on a piece of paper.
Okay. And Admiralty?
Admiralty is oral. You can't show me your thought, and there's no physical evidence of what two is. And with 125 definitions of 2 plus 2 equals 4, your presumption will never be a fact. Then we have your sentence structure as a minimum, but can be enhanced upon with definition. The more words you give to your definition of each sentence, the stronger your position of sentence structure becomes. To go ahead and go ahead over here, a sentence is one idea. You only have got, that's what the sentence, we all learned this in fourth and fifth grade English. A sentence contains one idea. But in order to have that idea, we have to have a noun brought by a prepositional phrase to fulfill these conditions over here in thinking. And if we go ahead and we have one up here, if we only allow one verb in a sentence, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 verbs in one sentence. Then we have modifications. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 conditions of the modifications. And only one noun on the whole document, and that's the condition of state. The other conditions of pronouns, an authority, a modifier of an adjective, 3, and the vacancy is a pronoun, pro meaning no, noun, those have been removed. We can pretend all day long that this will not make peace. This will not protect you from war. This is what our founding fathers built this country on, this level of obstruction. And then you wonder why other countries of the world are angry.
Oh, yeah.
If they get damaged by we the people of the United States. Remember, we're only 4% of this globe's population.
No one are mad at us.
And when you go offshore, when you travel to Australia or Kuala Lumpur or Korea or even Europe, and you listen to the uncensored news broadcasts of what an American is, how an American writes, how the English language rapes people, you find out just where the level of anger and fear exists, especially when the person that wrote this has a nuclear weapon with a button, with his finger on the button. That scares the rest of the planet. When people are afraid, they don't act normal. They don't act natural.
That's how they're acting the way they're doing now.
And they, you have a tremendous amount of stress that takes place. With our technology, we can remove those conditions of suspicion. Remove those presumptions and modifications, opinions. We want to be in a world where everything is accurate. So the truth, and everyone believes in the truth, and everybody wants truth. Every time two people get together, it's the one thing they look at each other and say, don't lie to me. You can tell me the truth, I can deal with it. Plus or minus. If people tell three lies, this is a procedure. They tell them, we address you with the lie that you will think good of me. Then there's a lie I tell myself because I want to think good of myself. And then there's the truth. Why things actually happen. This math interface brings out the truth of why things happen. It's mathematically certified. This is a condition of a representative. George Washington and the boys, 220 years ago, they wanted to look good and make you think well of them because you couldn't read and write. Because the reason for thinking is to abolish thinking, these individuals weren't particularly worried because 99% of the population was illiterate and could be very easily manipulated. And if I said the pen is the way to write it and you didn't know any different, and I says, I'll give you a reward if you write the pen down, and you wrote the pen down and I gave you a reward, you went ahead and said, that's fine. In more practical applications, I give you the land. Well, that's cool. I can grow food. Now we got greed coming in here. And we're going to have the crops. And the crops are going to be worth the money. And the bird keeps on going along with money, property, praise and glory with all the fiction. And one day somebody walks up and says, you don't own anything, I'm taking it and giving it to the next guy because he works harder than you. And you're going, wait a minute, I built this. This is mine. He says, yeah, show me the law written in the truth that says it's yours. And it's taken away from you and given to the next young person that can outproduce you 2-to-1. And so it comes down to commerce, productivity, and how much commerce you can generate. There's a little statement that says, he who dies with the most toys wins. And whoever controls the goal controls the law to get the toys. It's not very nice, but that's reality of life.
Can't say
good travelers tracks.
Yeah, there you go.
The word, so it won't be an now time anymore.
Okay, it equals value. What is that?
Sentence. A sentence must produce a value, and it must equal one idea.
Okay.
That's what I did over here again. I put down sentence, one idea.
Okay.
And that one idea has to show a value. In some form, all sentences create a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Thought has value. So therefore, the relevancy is there that one idea exists. I offered, you accepted. We have an equal understanding as what that sentence means. That's your contract. When you go out there and you change those rules, then you obstruct your contract and you don't have it because your closure and your covery don't exist. If you have no closure and covery, we have no maritime contract. We have no commerce. And you're lost forever.
You said earlier, though, that your, as I guess, was the lawsuit that you write up or something like that, all begin with four. Every sentence begins with a four.
Yes.
But you don't have that in, like, when you're talking with a judge, you know, I mean, you don't start every sentence with the word four, do you?
When I'm in court and I'm required to speak in quantum, I can speak in prepositional phrase sentence quantum off the cuff for as many hours as you want me to. If I'm making a point, I will make a point. If I have a contract with the judge that says I'll speak to you in adverb-verb, I've already submitted my contract in prepositional phrase. So it is written, so it shall be done. But I'll communicate to you because you're unskilled in this language of writing. I will give you that benefit as a translator. I will communicate to you in a level that you can understand so that you are not lost. And then when I get done communicating this argument orally, which you can't see a thought, a word, or punctuation, the words and the definitions are highly defined here with punctuation and prepositional phrases. Here in the contract is where the truth lies. And here you can go and try and unravel, or this will explain in a level of accuracy that gives my position its legal authority in this court.
Would you give an example how you start every sentence with a four in regards to you, say you were talking to the judge? I mean, that just to me is pretty interesting to have you start a sentence with everything that's
here. We'll take this sentence here. And we're going to go ahead and take all these numbers off here because they're irrelevant at this point. Now, we're going to correct this sentence for everybody. First, we're going to get rid of prepositional phrases because these are all obstructed anyways. Shall be is in future from the authority, state, from which is irrelevant. They are probably talking about people. Happen is a conclusion. So when you remove everything, what kind of words do we have? Represent.
No.
Representation.
Negative.
Well, it's a negative, but representation is a form of contract. So we'll take out take out representation because the only way you get there is with a contract. Happen is a condition, end of a contract, so contract is executive authority. Executive authority comes down to duty. Doesn't matter what it is. State. Okay, we'll leave state up there today. Day comes down to two people come together, make contract. That will be covered. Supply, irrelevant, past tense. House, location, geographic, this is venue. So we got the word venue. Election. Writs deals with contracts. Already done, representatives, that's people. And then we got the word state. Vacancies is relevant because now we're talking about what happens if you vacate. You now go into Title 46, Section 1441, which vacates your position. Your trusts are null and void. Plural. For these vacancies, of this house, another word for house could be venue, or state. So we'll give it a couple definitions. Are with this claim. Well, these claims, because we have two or more ideas. We're dealing with representatives now. This is a constitution. There's 13 people involved here. So we're going to have these claims because all 13 people are going to be initiating ideas here. So with these claims of these duties.
E and F on claim.
And then A before I.
AIMS, CLAIM.
CLAIMS. It's up to
you. No, it's got an A in it.
Got IA. And then there's the on vacancies.
CIES. Huh. You can see that. Okay. For these vacancies of this house, this should be any. For any vacancies of this house, elected parties. Now, if I call them representatives, re-pre means no before a contract.
Can't use ED on the elected. That makes it past
no,
tense.
I know it's past tense. They didn't get there because of now time. No. Election parties? No, it wouldn't work. Elected parties?
Put sick after them?
Well,
no, not really.
Would be another synonym for elected folks.
Chosen.
Chosen is good.
Chosen.
See, now that's quantum.
What do you mean by the definition of quantum?
Quantum?
Mathematical.
Words
that
okay.
Don't have
no. Here's a quantum.
Time and space.
Three dimensions.
Okay.
You're not to it. You're not from it. You're not over it. You're not under it. You're with it. You're in it. You're on it. You're against it.